Blessed Janos Brenner was born in Szombathely, Hungary on December 27, 1931, as the second son in a family of three. Janos began his studies at the Episcopal Elementary School in Szombathely. In the fall of 1941, the family moved to Pitz, where he continued his studies at the Practical School and then at the Cistercian High School. From 1946, he was a student at the Premontre High School in Szombathely. He completed his high school studies as an oblate. Then, in 1950, he applied as a novice to the Cistercian Order. During the 1950s, a Soviet communist government occupied Hungary. He was only able to experience a peaceful life dedicated to God for a few weeks because of attacks on the monastic orders. Janos Brenner became a secular student at the Academy of Religious Studies in Budapest for two semesters, while secretly completing his novice year. After that, he took his first vows in 1951. After the order leadership saw that communist dictatorship would not end soon, they tried to secure the students' future by asking them to be admitted to diocesan seminaries. This is how Janos Brenner became one of the minor priests of the Szombathely Diocese in 1951. In the following year, most of the seminarians were disbanded. Janos Brenner was ordained a priest on June 19, 1955, in the Cathedral of Szombathely. Father Janos was ready to make any sacrifice for the faithful. He was especially fond of children and youth. He respected and loved people. He was not selective. People loved the holy priest and tried to go wherever he was just to listen to his words. There was something about him that attracted people. He was loved by the young and by the old. He won many people to the faith. Many remember him for his ever-loving smile that not once faded. Many looked forward to the sacrament of confession with him because he was able to give clear guidance. During the 1950s, a Soviet communist government occupied Hungary and was strict in its stance against the Catholic Church. The government promoted its atheistic agenda and persecuted Catholics, especially bishops and priests. It was Father Janos's youth ministry that drew the anger of the communist government, who did not want him to influence young people, taking them away from atheism. After bringing this to the attention of Father Janos, he only said, "I'm not afraid, I'm happy to stay." One may wonder why. Why did this priest decide to remain back? The answer to that question can be found in his spiritual diary. "Lord, you know that I am not looking for happiness in this life, since I have placed everything in you. Even if the road is rough, I look at your pain-ridden face and follow you. I ask you only one thing. May I always fulfill most precisely what you give to me as my vocation." One autumn evening, when he was on his way back home on his motorcycle, unknown people threw logs in front of him, but with a few maneuvers, he managed to avoid them. When he arrived home, he had a good laugh at it and said, "They weren't lucky." However, while he was able to avoid the first attempt on his life, he didn't escape the second one. One day, Father Janos went to Farkasva for Christmas confession. He spent the night with a family because he was going to say mass there the next morning. Around midnight, a 17-year-old young man knocked at the parish with a request that his seriously ill uncle should receive the sacraments. He left his home carrying his anointing oils and the Eucharist, but was ambushed in the woods and stabbed 32 times, but he managed to escape. He was eventually caught near the suspected patient's house. This proved that Father Janos Brenner took his profession seriously. Although heavily wounded, with every strength left in his body, he did his best to have the Eucharist brought to the suspected patient's house. He had his neck trampled on, which led to multiple fractures of his bone. He was found dead the next day, still clutching the Eucharist in his hands, which earned him the title of the Hungarian Tarcisius. Now, while the communists had hoped that Brenner's death would intimidate the faithful in the area, they could not stop devotion to Brenner's memory. The dirty and bloodied surplice Brenner wore when he was killed had been preserved as a relic. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Father Janos Brenner did this. He gave his life for a non-existent patient. He gave his life for his vocation for Christ. He was capable of any sacrifice. He was not afraid of death or persecution. Would you be willing to lay down your life for our Lord? Blessed Janos Brenner, pray for us.